Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Friday, August 19th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leasing on federal lands is now permanently blocked. The decision issued by a federal judge yesterday lifts the moratorium in about a dozen states that sued to have it thrown out. The administration ordered the moratorium in January of last year. Two, the Big Ten Conference has a new seven-year deal with CBS, Fox, and NBC for the, well, slight sum of $7 billion. The three networks will rotate airing the Big Ten championship game for football starting fall of 23. Big Ten Network also airing games with FS1, NBC's Peacock, and Paramount Plus streaming as well. But one big change, no more games on ESPN. And number three, Ukraine will reportedly receive an additional $800 million of military aid from the U.S. That's according to Reuters, which cited three sources who said that announcement could come as soon as today. The outlet says President Biden would use presidential drawdown authority to authorize that funding. That's where we start this Friday morning, getting you into your weekend here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for being alongside once again. Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve, ending this week of fill-in hosts. And I do thank you for being with us. I'm a longtime radio listener, and I know when the normal host, the guy, the man, or the woman that you've come to love and look forward to hearing every single day isn't there, you don't necessarily feel thrilled. So I hope over the years I've built a little bit of equity with you to continue bringing the quality shows you expect from the Steve Gruber Show, and maybe a little bit of my twist as well. I will say, and I mentioned this late in the show yesterday, for whatever reason, and I don't know if I'm doing a particularly good job or bad job this time around as I fill in for Steve, I've heard from more of you this week via various channels than I think in any other fill-in opportunity I've ever had, via email, via Twitter, via Facebook. People are dropping notes and saying nice things and occasionally a not nice thing, which is okay. But I look forward to hearing from you and glad to know that you're engaged with the program. I mentioned I'm down here at Hillsdale College. As you know, if you've been listening all week, I serve here as a lecturer in journalism. I teach. I also am the general manager of the student radio station, WRFH. I host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend. New episode coming this weekend featuring Mark Kaltoff, who's our dean of faculty and professor and chairman of history. As the school year starts, we talk about the value of learning and the purpose of a liberal education. Really good stuff with Dr. Kaltoff. Historian Barry Strauss joins us. The War That Made the Roman Empire is his new book. And we hear excerpts from a recent lecture delivered by economist Brian Westbury titled The Alternative to the Great Reset. And this is a lecture that Facebook doesn't want you to hear, so you should seek it out. Hillsdale College purchased ads on Facebook, you know, promoted posts on Facebook to tell people about this Great Reset series. We had a CCA lecture series last year and invited all sorts of luminaries and bright names and bright minds to come tell us and talk to us about the Great Reset and alternatives to it and what it is. And we've packaged them together as part of a lecture series, a video lecture series online. And so there's some Facebook ads that essentially say, hey, come on over. Actually, you can just go freedomlibrary.hillsdale.edu, and you'll see this CCA to the Great Reset. Vivek Ramaswamy is one of the guests, Mark Mills, David Goldman, Brian Westbury. So, and Facebook slaps the fact check on it. So if you happen to see an ad from Hillsdale for the Great Reset lecture series, you'll see it's blocked. You know, they put a screen over it so you can't see it. It's too dangerous for you to see. And they tell you, fact check. This has been disputed. It's not true. And here's a link to something that we've put together to tell you why it's wrong. Don't watch this. Don't listen to this. Well, maybe you should. It's on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this weekend. You can just go to freedomlibrary.hillsdale.edu, see the lectures, listen to the speeches that Facebook doesn't want you to hear. Coming up on today's program here on the Steve Gruber Show, Adam Rezering. We'll talk about TikTok here in Hour 1. It's been on my list and stack of things all week, so it's good timing. Hour 2, Erica Sanzi will talk with us about education choice across the country. Parents Defending Education is her organization. Jim Scarantino's been covering the story of the 80-year-old who's been banned from her local YMCA for complaining about a trans worker still with male genitalia in the women's locker room. She's the bad one. She's been banned. We'll talk with that reporter about that story. Simon Hankinson, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, on immigration and illegal immigration. Big city mayors love it, unless it, you know, comes to their doorstep. Then they're not as big of a fan. Steve Doolin, Hour 3, and Emily Jasinski from The Federalist. They have a new documentary, actually, on the border and immigration called Cartel Country. We'll talk with Emily about that coming up in Hour 3. And oh, so much more, including a new poll from the AARP yesterday that tells us this Michigan gubernatorial election, it's a real race. It's a real race. And we could find out today who Tudor Dixon is going to choose as her running mate. Nolan Finley in the Detroit News with a missive this morning via email. Tudor Dixon is supposed to announce her running mate choice today, but he is told that it won't be former Congressman Mike Bishop, who was offered the post but turned down. This is according to Nolan Finley in the Detroit News. He says, reports, that Dixon is said to be considering a number of present and former lawmakers. Some Republicans pushing for one of her defeated gubernatorial opponents like Ryan Kelly or Garrett Saldano. We'll find out later on today. But the lieutenant governor choice from Tudor Dixon, apparently, supposedly, will come sometime today. But it won't be former Congressman Mike Bishop, according to Nolan Finley in the Detroit News. And that's from his Nolan Out Loud email newsletter, which you can grab if you're so interested. I meant to get to this yesterday and didn't get a chance. Walmart and Target putting out some earnings estimates. And Walmart cut its profit forecast late in July. They warned that inflation was squeezing household budgets, making matters worse. They were worried about post-pandemic disruption in supply chains as well. Target affected as well. And CNN reporting this week that Walmart had good news on Tuesday for investors. Stock rose. That was even after a good run recently. But if you look a little carefully, according to Andrew Stutterford at National Review, it's not quite as good as it might appear to be. The revision to the profit warning was good, but profits are going to be less than expected. Falling profits are falling profits. And if you dig into the numbers, it's clear the numbers say that the economy is not quite as rosy as might have been hoped. Consumers are trading down. They're buying less expensive goods. Target had to slash prices at a whole bunch of inventory to clear it. Target's profit fell nearly 90% from a year ago. So consumer confidence, consumer strength might not quite be as good as some want you to think it is. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought, it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.